Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to our community. I'm Andy Thornton, President and CEO of the Greater Peoria Family YMCA, and I'm excited to be back with you here today on our community. It's often said that if you work hard enough and for long enough, you will be successful. Hard work has been romanticized for centuries, probably since the beginning of time. You've probably heard silly idioms like sleep is for the weak, or how no amount of talent can supersede hard work. This advice misses one big point. Most people fail not because of the lack of effort, but because the effort is misdirected or misaligned with their passion and their interest. In today's discussion, we're going to dig deeper into why our depth of commitment is greater than the size of our effort. Joining me today is Ryan Deemer. Ryan is the principal of Skid Steer Nation. And Ryan, I understand you also have a business coaching business too, or some line of work there.
Yeah. Well,
tell Andy, everybody who you are.
Yeah. Like Andy said, my name is Ryan Deemer. I have a company called Skid Steer Nation. We're an online dealer for manufacturers in the construction industry selling attachments for skid steers. Through that experience, we've worked with countless owners of like small family-owned excavation companies.
Yeah.
And we all find that they're great at the work,
right,
but they don't have enough experience to be great at business.
Awesome.
So we fill that gap for them, and we help coach and guide them to become better business owners.
That's great.
Whether it be marketing, sales, culture development, really A to Z as far as what you need to be as a good leader and as a business owner.
So is it fair to say that the majority of your clients are small business owners?
A vast majority of our clients have been in business for less than 3 years and doing like, themselves, maybe one or two employees.
Yeah.
We have worked with companies that have like 10 to 20 employees and they've been around for a while, but a vast majority are what I could still consider in the startup phase.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Well, that's great. Well, I appreciate you joining me today and helping me talk through this topic of depth that Kim put out there for us this week in her weekly winning word. I'll be honest with you, I was a little bit challenged with this subject matter. But I think we're going to have a good discussion today.
I think so too.
The more I read and the more I thought about it, the more it made sense to me. But initially on the front end, I was like, how am I going to turn this into a podcast? So we're going to talk about depth, and we'll start out just with the definition. And Kim shared this in her weekly winning article for this week for those of you that are in the I've Decided community. So you'll be familiar with this, but depth is defined as the measure of how deep something goes in a high degree of such knowledge or insight. And when we're talking about the word depth, and you heard it in the opening, kind of our depth of commitment and how that makes us more apt to be successful, right? And Kim, in her article, compared it to commitment being the depth of your commitment being greater than the effort or the breadth of your work. And that's where I kind of focused in on, and I shared about it kind of in the opening, is it's not so much about how hard you work. It's where's your commitment at, right? And I think that helps breed success in that way. So just initial thoughts.
When I first read that article from Kim, I feel like you have to define what success is for you first.
Yep.
Stop comparing it to others on social media, your neighbors next door, right, your coworkers, because without knowing what your success is, it's hard to develop your why.
Right.
That gives you the passion to move forward and deal with and find your depth for your commitment.
Yeah, and the why is so important, and that's going to come up a little bit later in our discussion too about how important it is to understand why you're doing what you're doing versus what you're doing what you're doing. And really, that comes first. And that's why it's so important. So in Kim's article, she broke it up into kind of two chunks. One, the first part was the significance of depth and goal achievement. And then there was a section of the article on cultivating depth. And I feel like this conversation could go on for quite a while. So I'm gonna start with the second half of the article and the cultivation of depth and commitment, because I think that's a great place to start. And I think you have to kind of start there. And the first thing that she talked about in her article was clarifying values and priorities for yourself. And that kind of goes back to your why.
Right? Yeah.
Understanding what's the reason why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah. And I'll be honest, Andy, I don't care if you've been in business for one day or 10 years. Mm-hmm. When you come on board to work with me in our program, our very first call is defining personal and business values.
Yeah,
that's awesome. The cornerstone of everything you do in your personal life and your professional life. So mm-hmm. when I read that, it was pretty near and dear to me.
Yeah, it is important. I mean, you got to have clear understanding of your values, clear understanding of your priorities. And so talk about it. When you engage with somebody in that space where you're providing the coaching, how do you lead them through that? Because I would imagine maybe some people haven't thought about it, right? Until you bring it to them and you say, okay, let's establish these things.
Yeah.
What's the process that you go through?
I find that a majority of people, like, they might know a couple surface level values like honesty or respect.
Right.
But they really haven't dug deep to figure those out.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask them, hey, write down 10 of your best values and rank them, they just get that deer in headlights.
Yeah.
So we actually go through an exercise where I say, well, let's write out the 10 things you hate people do the most, because your values are actually the opposite of that. If you hate it when someone lies to you, then you're very trustworthy
truth,
and honest, right? Truth,
yeah.
Truth means something to you. Mm-hmm. And I find that really gets the ball moving and helping you discover your values is actually just looking at what you don't like in other people and why you disassociate with others.
Yeah, I think that's really good. So look at it from the negative. What are the things you hate? The opposite of those things.
The opposite of that is your values.
Are going to be your values. And then you can, from that point, start to develop the priorities for yourself that are aligned with your values.
Yes.
Right? And I think that that's really important, because that's what's going to set up the foundation for you to be successful. When you understand what's important to you, what do you value in your life, and then how are you going to use those values to breed success.
Right. And there's some values that you have, I find, that aren't always in alignment with the goals that you set. Mm. And that causes enough friction that something breaks, whether it's you personally or your commitment or whatever. So an example briefly is, I'm a very curious person. If I read an article, I want to learn more about the topic. Or if I find a new technology, I need to give myself that space.
Mm-hmm.
Before I tried to stifle that, because I used to associate my curiosity with trying a new venture.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've just learned to be like, hey, it's okay to be curious and go learn and go check these things out. It's not okay to drop what you're doing in your current levels and go start something new.
Yeah.
But if I remove the curiosity aspect of it, I just felt like I wasn't who I was meant to be.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. I think, you know, another part of the article she talked about was the importance of setting meaningful goals for yourselves. Specific goals. And it seems like we talk about this every time we have the show. Goal setting comes up a part of the subject matter, but it's really critically important. I think for us, in order to be successful, is to have specific goals, and those goals have to be aligned with those values that
Correct.
You've established. Right. And so you got to kind of work through the process. And the acronym that I always use when setting goals in our industry at the Y, and I think works everywhere, is goals have to be specific. They have to be measurable. They have to be action-oriented time. They're SMART goals.
SMART goals.
They're called SMART goals. And you've got to really think through them that way. There has to be specific detail in the goal that you can measure yourself against, because at some point you got to come back and look at it. How did I do in that way? And that's the second part of it, is after you set the goals, you got to regularly measure yourself, and allow them to be the roadmap for your success.
And then Andy, I've learned this from working with so many different people. I think you have to take just a half a step backwards, because I think a lot of people get their vision tangled up in their goals, like their dream, you know? So we work with business owners that work part-time, and their goal is to quit their day job. I'm like, well, that's actually your vision. You know, the goal should be to do $30,000 in revenue so you can have the money, you know, so don't sometimes if you can't measure it, it's not a goal.
Right. I think that's exactly right. It's not a goal. It's a dream.
Right.
At that point.
And at that point, what steps do you need to make that dream achievable? And those are your goals.
Yeah. So I've had this large post-it note on my office door for 6 years that says, vision without application is hallucination.
I love that.
It's a dream.
Yeah.
Right. And you can't apply it if you don't have specific details in it. And you got to have the vision, right? You got to have the dream to start with, but you got to have the specific measurable components of how you're going to get to the dream, right? Get to the end goal in order for it to become real, you know? And like you said, quit my day job. Well, you could do that
today.
Right now, but what are you going to do?
Right.
You can't continue to live or to have success without that. So I think that's really important. And then the second part of it is measurement, right? How are you going to measure yourself? How often are you going to do that? And how often are you going to make adjustments to the goals based on the data that you're incurring over the course of time?
Yeah. And to me, that's a two-part answer. One, most of the time, we cannot control the outcome. We can only control our effort and our income,
yeah,
and our inputs, right? Yeah. So to me, I always try to make my goals action items that I have control over doing or not doing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a book called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, and he talks about the things that make people successful are just as easy not to do as they are to do.
Yeah.
So if you're in business and you do sales, it's just as easy not to make that one extra phone call a day, right, as it is to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the difference between being successful and not successful for many people out there.
Wow, that's pretty good. There's not that much difference, really.
No.
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 Cool. Well, here we are then talking about the why, knowing your why. Because the why, we talked about it earlier, you brought it up. The why matters more than the what. Right. You got to have, and that's, I think that's where the depth comes in, is understanding why you have this dream. Why do you have this goal? What is it inside of you that's creating that for you? What is it that's going to give you that energy, right? And that enthusiasm to continue to move forward in that way? Because if you don't have that, you're going to fall by the wayside. You're going to fall off the track. Distractions are going to push you kind of out of alignment.
Your passion could change and you just don't have the interest in anymore.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely right. You show me a man or woman who makes the commitment to provide a better life for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll show you someone with a really deep why, mm-hmm, that's very resilient and continues to keep pressing forward to meet the goals for her family.
Family values.
Yep.
Yeah. That's certainly a lot for a lot of people. You know, Simon Sinek is you know, worldly famous, does a lot of good work in this space. And there's a quote that I often think of from him is, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do. It's about the relationship, right? It's about how people have to believe in you, right? And I imagine, and you're a
Absolutely.
Business owner, right?
Yeah.
And you have many clients across the country who are buying products for their skid steer, right? People are engaging with you from the coaching perspective. You know, but it's because of you that they're buying that product more than the product itself. So it's what they see in you. They have a need for it.
Right. So we find that the people that listen to our podcast and then are interested in the coaching program, it's not a sales call.
Right.
It's a conversation. Mm-hmm. And they're 90% pre-sold because they've spent so many hours listening to us.
Ah, interesting.
Right. Like, they already feel connected to us. But but I always thought that the why was very, very difficult.
Mm, yeah. Why is that?
I don't know if it's just because, you know, I don't have any children, so I don't have that. I mean, that adds a lot of pressure to people when you have children to provide for that family.
Sure.
But like, are you working to get to retirement? And then, like, well, what's retirement? Retirement sounds like you get depressed because you have nothing to do.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of guys like Simon Sinek, they really drive home the importance of the why, but it's very hard to find resources to help you discover your.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there's something that you said to me off camera that I think is maybe part of your why. And you told me that the help you provide to other children, the Angel Tree program, right? That sounds like that's a part of your why. You want to be successful so that you can give to others.
And it's ironic that you picked up on that, Andy, because it's, even for business goals, like, we have to have the, you know, the measurables of revenue and all that,
mm-hmm,
but I have to make separate goals for away from the company about how many people and how many lives I want to touch through the coaching program because I'm not money motivated.
Right. Right.
Like I don't wake up morning saying we're going to go make X amount of dollars today, but I will wake up saying, awesome, I've got three coaching calls and I'm going to make three guys better business owners today. So it took a long time for me to realize that because it was just, I feel like there's a lack of resources to help you work through that.
Yeah. Yeah. And that could very well be, but that's something that comes, I think it's built into us. I think maybe even from birth, right?
Oh,
God
absolutely.
Has given us an inner passion for something, right? And it may take us time to figure that out through life experiences and things like that. But we're given, I think, that gift. And then we have a choice on how we're going to utilize it or take advantage of it. But that in itself, you're driven to help people.
Right.
To help people be more successful. Right. And I think that's a great asset to have. And people need that. So I think about the people that you're serving who you said first 3 years of business, the majority of the people, right? They love to, they're out there helping other people too and making an income from that, right? But they don't necessarily know how to run the business side of things. And you're able to kind of fill that gap for them and give them the tools that they need so that they can grow their business in that way. And I think that's a pretty cool resource to be able to provide.
Yeah. And when you're new in business, you're willing to do anything, whether it's work from 4 a.m. till 7 p.m, whatever else. So like we really focus also on boundaries, not for the person, but for the business.
Yeah.
Because why work so hard if you miss 3 years of your child's life?
Yeah,
exactly. There has to be a balance.
Yeah.
And we're not going to reach the mountaintop tomorrow.
Right.
So let's put an actual realistic plan together of that mountaintop for 1, 3, 5 years from now.
Yeah. So that's an interesting segue because the next piece of the conversation is around creating a supportive environment for yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Making sure that the people you surround yourself with are there as a cheerleader for you, right? And to help you along the way and also to be in some ways a critic, right? To provide criticism, but in a positive way, positive feedback that can help you be successful. And that's so important for people who are in success in life. I have found that you've got to be open to feedback.
Oh,
and it's got to be, it can't all be great feedback. You can't have a bunch of people in your corner that are just
giving you false hope.
You're doing the right thing, right? You're just constantly cheering. You got to have some people who can pull you in. Right. And maybe help you see things from a different perspective or understand, or maybe even see roadblocks before you see them.
Right.
It can help steer you around those things. And that is so important for us to have a network of people that we can work with and lean into.
Yeah. And I think John Lee Dumas says it best that you are the sum of the five people you spend your time with.
Yeah.
Right. So if your five people that you spend the most time with are highly successful and have a wonderful, happy marriages, the odds of you being successful professionally and having a happy marriage increases X-fold versus spending time with broken marriages and low income, non educated people.
Right.
So sometimes your surroundings are very, very important.
Yeah. And it's not just hanging out with those people, right? It's actually engaging in meaningful conversation about how can I be successful? How can I help you be more successful? How can you help hold me accountable? You know, think back to the goal setting that we talked about earlier. Are you sharing those goals with other people, right? Do they know what your goals are? So can they hold you accountable? Because if we're doing it in a vacuum in ourselves, if I have a bunch of goals for myself in the room office and I'm the only one that sees it, there's no accountability in
right.
that. Right. Other people have to share in that responsibility for you. And I think that network of people that's close to you are those people that you need to rely on.
Absolutely. And if you don't feel you have that, I think it's very important to go search out and find that.
Yeah, you got to have that.
Right.
Do you find that in your coaching business? Where are you able to create networks and connections that way for other people?
So we are actually. So we do group coaching. So a lot of business owners will meet other business owners that are across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a year, 2 years later, I talk to them and they're still meaningfully engaged.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, the guy from Texas is still talking to the guy from Oregon.
Yeah.
And they're still asking each other business questions. And how do you get through this? Or, hey, I'm struggling with this aspect of my business.
Yep.
Do you have any advice for me here? So it's really neat. You know, especially when you look at it from a professional level, a lot of people feel that local competitors, you got to keep them at an arm's length. You know, keep your enemies close, but don't give them too much information.
Right.
So as soon as you band outside of their service area, you see the walls come down.
Yeah.
You know,
they're willing to work together.
Like, oh, you do septic systems also?
Mm-hmm.
Great, let's talk.
Yeah.
But they won't do that conversation with the guy that
the guy
that's showing up on Google Maps online with them in their area.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
Yeah.
It does make sense from that perspective. But I also find that there's true growth that can take place when you're working with other people who share the same industry. When you're willing to share successes and challenges and talk with other people about how you can overcome those things together.
Yeah. I mean, God placed us here to help others.
Right.
Like, he literally told you, don't do life alone.
Right.
And it's no different whether it's personal or professional. You need a community to be a part of. It takes a village to raise a child.
That's
it
right.
takes a village to raise a business owner.
Yep. It absolutely does. So let's talk a little bit about embracing the journey, right? Because it is a journey. The pathway to success is not all peaches and cream, right? There's always going to be roadblocks. There's always going to be challenge that comes in front of us. And we have to be, I guess, willing to kind of roll through those rough patches. And it's about your attitude, I think, of how do you react in those situations? Are you trying to avoid all of them, or are you willing to go through some of those rough patches because you know it's an opportunity to learn?
Right. And we could talk about this one for 20 minutes alone, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I'm a firm believer that you have to fall in love with the process.
Mm.
Like, if you're only in love with the image of what your body will look like when you lose that 30 pounds,
yeah.
then you're going to hate going to the gym every day and your life is not going to be fulfilled. But
right.
if you can learn to fall into the love of the process of like, wow, I have so much energy and mental clarity and I sleep better
yeah.
from going to the gym, and then let the weight loss be a byproduct.
Yeah. That's a really good point. There's an opportunity to learn in every circumstance.
Yes.
Right? Good or bad. And you've got to be willing to embrace the challenges, especially because it's easy to go through the good times and the highs.
It is.
It's really easy. Sometimes we just coast through some of those things.
What is that? Elon Musk says good times make soft people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, great businesses aren't built in bull markets.
No.
You know, mm-hmm. like, that's our life. Everybody wants the easy route, but after you have easy for a while, we literally self-sabotage
yeah.
to develop some friction, some challenges,
behaviors.
Something to make us feel uncomfortable and grow bigger. So.
Mm-hmm.
Why wait? Why not be aware of that and just know, hey, when things great happen, there's something bad's coming, and let's prepare for it. Let's fall in love with the process.
Have an opportunity to learn through this experience.
Yeah.
It's going to be difficult.
And remember, God put you exactly where you need to be the day you need to be there, and this is something that you're meant to go through.
He's equipped you for it.
He has.
That's right. That's a great message. And then finally, through all of it, you got to take time to celebrate, right? You got to celebrate your successes, big and small. This is an area that I struggle with. Probably more so than anything. I just had this conversation with my staff the other day. And not only do I not do it enough for me, don't do it enough for the people that I work with.
Right.
Which is really important. And it's so critical to celebrate when there is success, because that helps provide the motivation when the rough times come through, I think.
It absolutely does. And I always tell people, you have to take time to look backwards. If you're always looking forwards yeah. and then you're comparing yourself to others, especially in today's society, mm-hmm. we have an innate ability to move our goalpost forward
yeah.
where we never reach it
yeah.
and we never feel adequate enough. We never mm-hmm. feel successful.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would just stop and turn around and look where you were,
yeah, how far is that?
How far you've moves? Came, yeah. you've got a lot to pat yourself on the back for,
yeah.
you know? And I think it's very important just to remember that everyone is on their own journey. Do not compare yourself to others, and take time to look back and realize how much you've grown
yeah.
in whatever area of life that you're working
in. Yeah, that's great stuff. I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's so important. All right, man. This has been short and sweet. It feels short and sweet.
It does
really
feel short and sweet.
Short, but it flew by.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. This was a wonderful conversation.
Thanks
for having me.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. You're welcome. I'll have you back on the show.
Anytime, Andy.
Sometime. Look forward to getting to know you a little bit
yes,
better.
Yes, you as well.
Thank you, Ryan. And thank you for joining us today here on Our Community. We'll see you next time.